أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف. There is the next surah, Surah Al-Quraysh. Before that we did Surah Alam Tara Kayfa Fa'ala Rabbuka Bi Ashabi Al-Fil. In that surah also Allah Ta'ala explained His great favors upon the Quraysh of Makkah, that they were the mutawallis of the Kaaba Sharif, and how Allah Ta'ala protected the Kaaba Sharif. And not only the Kaaba, but by the barakat of the Kaaba Sharif, Allah protected them also. When Abraha had come with his huge, very strong army, but before they could come even and enter even Makkah Sharif, Allah Ta'ala had completely destroyed them. So that was all, and also this was the year in which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. In there was a message also of the miraculous birth and help of Allah Ta'ala to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in turn to the Quraysh also. So the Allah Ta'ala appeals to them that they should have been most appreciative. And when Wahi came and Allah's Nabi came and Allah sent Quran Sharif, they should be the first people to support him and to help him and accept this deen. In this surah then, Allah Ta'ala explains his great favors upon the Quraysh further. One was that favor that Allah had protected them from Abraha and his army. And now Allah Ta'ala refers to other favors, that Makkah Sharif was such a place that there is no cultivation till today, no farming, nothing grows there. It is a desert area and nothing grows there. There are no industries also for things for people to pass their life, to have comfort in their life. There is nothing of that sort. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had made a dua also that, oh Allah, bring the people of the world here and give the people of who live here, which were the Quraysh at that time, to let them stay in great comfort and ease. So for that Allah Ta'ala refers to Allah made them a business people. The Quraysh people were a business people. And for their business, they used to go undertake journeys towards the south in Yemen and a journey to the north in Syria. According to the seasons, when it was hot in Yemen and cold in Makkah Sharif, in that season, they should travel towards Yemen. And they should enjoy from the weather also, which was much more warmer. And they should also buy their goods, etc. And when it was cold in Syria and hot in Makkah Sharif, they should travel towards Syria and enjoy the benefits there also. Allah had made their journeys also very easy, and Allah had put great respect of the Quraysh in the people, in the hearts of the people of the world, that they are the mutawallis of the Kaaba Sharif, of the house of Allah. And wherever they should go, people should receive them with great respect and honor and be in their service, that these are the people who are in the precincts of the Kaaba Sharif, and they are the mutawallis of the Kaaba Sharif. And it was not only the Quraysh was there, there were other tribes also, but predominant was the Quraysh. And therefore Allah Ta'ala refers to them particularly. Also Allah Ta'ala refers to that Makkah Sharif, Allah had made it a place of great safety at that time. When around Makkah and other places there was a lot of robbing, stealing, murdering and chaos that reigned all around. But Makkah Sharif itself, Allah Ta'ala had kept it safe. So Allah says this was also a great favor of Allah upon the Quraysh. And here also we see where the house of Allah is. Today our masajid, they are also the houses of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq that adhan is called out from every masjid. We might not realize it, but the mere adhan is a great protection for us. Otherwise, we don't know in what condition we could have been. The barakat of the adhan that is called out, and we are still so fortunate that it can be called out on the mic loudly and clearly. What is required is that we reply to the adhan. We respect the adhan. When the adhan goes, that we don't engage in any of our other work. And not our, the dunya's work, not at all, as far as possible, not even dini work, though it is permissible, but even our dini work we stop and we respect adhan. And not only that, then we reply to the adhan also. The dua after adhan, these are all such great valuable things. And then more than that, that physically we respond to the adhan, and now after the adhan we start coming to the masjid, we make our preparation and we get ready for namaz. If we do that, we will see this barakat even much more, how much Allah will protect us. Otherwise, in our way, we are trying so much for our security, for our peace. But the more we are trying, the worse it is becoming. And not only at night now, but even in broad daylight. And brazenly, now we are being apprehended wherever we are and whoever it is. Whether it is a masjid, whether it is anyone, anywhere. But if we turn to Allah properly, as Allah explains here, how He protected the people of Mecca Sharif, like that He will protect us also. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ اس واسطے کہ مانوس رکھا قریش کو. For this reason, the lam at the beginning, li, is the mufassirin say, lam illat, for the reason, to keep the Quraysh, to keep them manus, to keep them towards us, to make them attracted towards us, to make them accept Islam. Allah Ta'ala says, we have done great favors upon them. One was, which was in the previous surah, how Allah protected the Kaaba and Makkah Sharif and the Quraysh from Abraha and his army. And the other, Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْدَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ مَانُوس رَكْنَا اُنْكُو سَفَرْ سَي جَارِ كَي اور گھرمی كَي. And that we have given them great comfort in their business travels, business trips they used to make. One was in winter and the other one in summer, towards Yemen in the south, where it used to be hot. At that time they should go there. And then to Syria in the north, and Syria of that time was our present day Jordan, Palestine, etc. All these countries, including Syria, all this, they should take their business trips and they should go and buy things, and they should make great, huge profits in this. So Allah Ta'ala says, we gave them this so that all they could turn towards us and they be the first recipients of Allah's rahmat when it comes down. So from here, in one narration also it comes that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah had favored the Quraysh in so many ways that Allah made me from amongst the Quraysh. That was a great honor that Allah's Nabi, the final Nabi, Allah Ta'ala gave Nabuwat in the Quraysh. And He placed Nabuwat in whichever family there is a Hafiz the Quran, is a great honor for them. Where there is an Alim a Deen, it is a great honor for them. And any other aspect of deen. And then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala protected them from Abraha also. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala kept Kaaba Sharif with them and gave them the Tawliyat, made them the Mutawallis of the Kaaba Sharif. To be the Mutawalli of a Masjid is a very great honor from Allah Ta'ala, that the custodian of the house of Allah is no small thing. And we know till today the kings of Saudia, they take great pride and honor in their calling themselves custodians of the two harams. That Allah has given them that honor. So to be the custodian of a masjid where people come, make ibadat, etc., what a great honor. That also Allah Ta'ala has placed with the Quraysh. So Allah has favored them with great, great favors. And then that the strips that Allah made them business people, and that is also a very great favor of Allah. And we see from the very beginning, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself also was a businessman. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great businessman also. And through the business people, Allah has always opened the doors of Islam, and Allah Ta'ala opened the ways of deen. So when a person is blessed with this, then he should also turn to Allah and serve the deen of Allah even more accordingly. On one occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam read the Surah Quraysh and said, what a pity that the Quraysh, Allah blessed them with all these qualities, but they did not support the deen of Allah. In fact, they went generally and opposed the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So we should take a lesson. When Allah has blessed us with these favors, then we should also respond accordingly. And especially in times of tribulations and trials, more we should turn to the house of Allah. More we should keep it abad. And more we should be regular with our namazes and honor and respect the azan. Accordingly, Allah's favors will also come upon us. May Allah give us all tawfiq.